This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The 2016 Gracie Awards ceremony was here in L.A. last night, honoring the work of women in media, including some Marketplace names you'll know, Lizzie O'Leary and Chrissy Clark. Also among the winners was BuzzFeed's Women of the Hour podcast, hosted by actress Lena Dunham and produced by Jenna Weiss-Berman. Producers, as anybody in the radio or audio or television business knows, are the ones who actually get things done. And Weiss-Berman is trying to do more things podcasting with her new company. It's called Pineapple Street Media, and we've invited her in to talk about the business of podcasting. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm usually on the producer side of the mic.
Well, welcome into the, you know, the quiet room.
Thank you.
I want to talk about you for a minute before we get to the business of what you're doing. You were at NPR. You were at WNYC. You've been working on podcasts. You went to BuzzFeed, had great success there. And now you're doing this entrepreneurial thing, branching out. Why?
That's a good question. I think it's a really amazing time for podcasts. It's just it's a really exciting time for the medium. And I just wanted to be able to make whatever shows I want to make and work with all sorts of different interesting people to help them make their podcasts. And it really is, I think, just the right time to do that.
When you're doing these consulting things, you're working with companies that want to get into podcasting because podcasting is the bomb now, right? Is that the deal?
Podcasting is the bomb.
Okay. So the question is, what's going to do you in? What's the threat? What's the existential threat to podcasting?
Oh, God. That's a big one.
If you can't see one, that's fine.
I'm trying to stay really positive these days about the
I get that. You got a business
industry
to run.
I guess the existential threat could be that the ad rates go down eventually. But they're going really well right now. And I think that we're seeing more and more big advertisers who just really, really want to get into this space because the return on investment is really high. There's a lot of trust between a podcast host and a listener. And a lot of podcast hosts really only want to use advertisements from companies that they actually really like. So I think it's pretty successful advertisement.
So it's everybody from, say, the New York Times, right? Because they've got all that content. But it's also conceivably like Procter & Gamble.
Yeah. So we're working a lot with media companies that have never done audio before. And that's kind of what I did at BuzzFeed. I started a podcast department there.
What does a podcast that Procter & Gamble, for instance, want you to do that's about like soap sound like?
It's an interesting question, and it's something that we would work with Procter & Gamble on if they approached us. I think a lot of what we want to tell people is that it is a great time for podcasts. Everyone's listening to them. They're kind of exploding. There are also over 325,000 of them on iTunes.
Right.
So if you want to stand out, you have to make a good show.
Is there such a thing as too many podcasts?
I don't think there's such a thing as too many podcasts. In order for podcasts to be successful, they don't have to have massive listenerships. So there might be someone who wants to do a podcast for what's like a niche podcast topic?
Well, how about like crocheting?
Yeah, there might be somebody who wants to do a podcast about crocheting, and they might be able to find sponsorship from a company that sells yarn, for example. And they might have 20,000 extremely devoted listeners who listen to the podcast and then go buy that yarn.
Do potential clients come to you and say, listen, I've got this great idea. I want to be the next cereal?
Almost every day. Yes. Yeah. And what we tell those people is Serial took a bunch of effort. It took many years and many incredible producers. I don't know how I want to say this. I'm glad this is edited.
So actually, we're going to leave that in there because and I'll tell you why.
Oh, no.
Because here's the next question.
Okay.
No, seriously. everybody thinks podcasting is so easy. But it takes time, expertise, and discipline. There's a great quote from you that I read saying the way to make a great podcast is to go in and listen to it four or five times and then take out that stuff, kill your babies, basically. Take out the stuff you love to make the entire thing better, right?
Totally. So if I were talking to Procter & Gamble, I might say...
I'm pitching them now. They should be listening.
Yeah.
Here's how your soap podcast goes.
Yeah. I think that with all of the competition in the podcasting space right now, you want something that stands out and that involves good editing. It involves real resources, really finding interesting stories and interesting characters. For companies who want to get into podcasting, it's going to be less about getting massive numbers and more about their audiences being connected in a deeper way to the people who are behind the microphone.
Jenna Weiss-Berman is co-founder of Pineapple Street Media. Jenna, thanks very much.
Thanks so much for having me.